Praise the Lord. Message number 212. The title of the message, Watchman, part 28. The watchman should see God's justice in the midst of chaos. We will tackle in this message the book of Habakkuk, and we will see how to handle situations that we cannot accept. In the book of Habakkuk, here we find that the prophet Habakkuk forward his complaint to God, and he was questioning God why he is not doing anything in regard to the wrongdoing, violence, strifes, conflict, injustice that the wicked were doing, and they were prevailing against the righteous. He was asking and he was questioning why justice is perverted with all this chaos that were around the prophet Habakkuk. God was silent. God was silent while his people, the people of God in the city of Jerusalem and Judea, they were doing sin, they were worshiping idols, immorality, injustice, abuse, including the priest and the Levites. They were so corrupted, and God was silent. Habakkuk was surprising why God was calm and silent, and he was not able to see beyond that. Let's read book of Habakkuk chapter 1 verse 1 to 4. The article that Habakkuk the prophet received: How long, O Lord, must I call for help but you do not listen, or cry out to you, violence, but you do not save? Why do you make me look at injustice? Why do you tolerate wrong? Destruction and violence are before me. There's a strife and conflict abounds. Therefore the law is paralyzed and justice never prevails. The wicked hem in the righteous so that justice is perverted. Lord, we thank you for this day. We bless you, we magnify you, we adore you, Lord. Anoint my lips and arrange the message in the way that you want it to flow in the life of your church and your people. I pray for clarity. I pray that those who are perplexed, those who are having questions, those who are baffled with the wickedness, Lord, that they witness you. You are silent, but you are working and doing things. Reveal yourself, reveal your vision and your burden to your people so that they will understand the outcome and they can see the end, and they will be able to walk in faith and trust in you, Lord. I pray, uphold me with your grace and help me to explain the message in the way that you want it to be, put statement and verses, and let doubts clear up, and also sorrow, sadness, worries to be taken out through your word with the help of the Holy Spirit. We thank you. We bless you, O Lord. That's all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Habakkuk was a watchman, but he was not able to see clearly. Therefore, you know, the Lord intervened and answered him to clear up his doubts. You know, we read that when he cried out to God, How long, O Lord, must I call for help, but you do not listen, or cry out to you, violence, but do not save? You know, he was questioning, where is God? God responded to him, and as we will read in verse 5, Habakkuk chapter 1, verse 5, by saying, For I am going to do something in your days that you would not believe, even if you were told. God was telling Habakkuk that he is raising up an ancient nation, the Babylonian, to come against this land, the land of Jerusalem and Judea, to come against the people of God where Habakkuk was living, and with in the place that Habakkuk was seeing intolerable wickedness going on, and he questioned God, how long I am crying but you are not doing anything. The Lord gave him and gave him a clue that he was sent another nation to punish his own people. We can read the detailed answer of the Lord to Habakkuk. You know, sometime when you cry out to God, why like that, why like this? But God is not silent. God has a program. God has His own ways and His own time to judge the sin of His people. Let's read Habakkuk chapter 1, verse 5 to verse 11. Look at the nations and watch. Yes, the Lord told them, watch. See how God will send His judgment. And be utterly amazed, for I am going to do something in your days that you would not believe, even if you were told. I am raising up the Babylonians, that ruthless and impetuous people who sweep across the whole earth to seize dwelling places, not to their own. They are a feared and a dreaded people. They are a law to themselves and promote their own honor. Their horses are swifter than leopards, fiercer than wolves at dusk. Their cavalry gallops headlong. Their horsemen come from afar. They fly like a vulture sweeping to devour. They all come bent on violence. Their hordes advance like a desert wind and gather prisoners like sand. They deride kings and scoff at rulers. They laugh at all fortified cities. They build earthen runs and capture them. Then they sweep past like the wind and go on, guilty men whose own strength is their God. You know what the Lord has spoken this word to Habakkuk and what He is going to do? The action of God to punish the wickedness of His people in Jerusalem and Judea was to send the Babylonian to destroy them. And He described here what kind of people the Babylonian are. And that when the Lord revealed this to His prophet Habakkuk, Habakkuk changed his tone and he was overwhelmed and even trembled of what God is going to do. And, you know, at this point, Habakkuk, you know, he was trembling. He was not expecting that such kind of judgment. And sometimes when you are bewildered and perplexed, why the wickedness continue? Why the own people of God, they are doing wrong, but God is quiet? No, God is not quiet. God will do something to judge the wickedness and the wicked, that even yourself you will be trembling of what about God is going to do. And when Habakkuk hear that, and I pray that the message will be imparted inside of your heart and mind and thoughts, so that you will be waking up and you can see in the spirit the things that God going to do. You know, when he hear that, Habakkuk, at this point, Habakkuk, when he hear what the Lord is going to do, Habakkuk, he forwarded his second complaint to God of how God is about to destroy His own people with a wicked nation. You know, when he hear this, he start to plead with God. He start to intercede, and he start to raise up another complaint how the Lord will do this and He will punish His own people with other wicked nation. Let's read verse 12 to verse 17. Habakkuk chapter 1, verse 12 to 17. O Lord, are you not from everlasting? My God, my Holy One, we will not die. O Lord, you have appointed them to execute judgment. O Rock, you have ordained them to punish. Your eyes are too pure to look on evil. You cannot tolerate wrong. Why then do you tolerate the treacherous? Why are you silent while the wicked swallow up those more righteous than themselves? He is saying to God in verse 13 Your people are wicked, but the Babylonians are more wicked and treacherous. Why you will use them to destroy your own people? Now the complaint of Habakkuk now change, because before he was not able to see. Now he is able to see God's judgment is coming, and he will use the Babylonian, the wicked nation, to punish his own wicked people. Now he changed the complaint. He start to see more clearly things. As a watchman, you need to see through the scripture, the Holy Spirit, the things that God is going to do. And when we are bewildered and we can't understand, we cry out to God for help, for explanation. Habakkuk 1:14, let's continue to read. You have made men like fish in the sea, like sea creatures that have no ruler. The wicked foe pulls all of them up with hooks. He catches them in his net. He gathers them up in his dragnet. And so he rejoices and is glad. Therefore he sacrifices to his net and burns incense to his dragnet. For by his net he lives in luxury and enjoys the choicest food. Verse 17, is he to keep on emptying his net, destroying nations without mercy? Now Habakkuk is telling to God that now you are going to make your people like a fish in the net. They will be powerless, and you are really going to judge them. And he was complaining, Lord, why you are doing that? He forgets his complaint. And sometimes, you know, when we see wickedness from brothers, from people, from churches, from people who worship God, but they do wrong, we are so angry and we pray hard. But when we hear that God is going to judge them, or he has already sent judgment, the way that God will judge will make us tremble. It means God's judgment is real. Habakkuk was a watchman. He was perplexed at first about the wickedness of the people of God and why God said it. But now Habakkuk is perplexed and wondering about what God was about to do. And he was as if he was, not that he is not believing, he is believing, but he was not accepting that God would do it. You know? When he was telling to God in verse 13, why are you silent while the wicked swell up those more righteous than themselves? He is not accepting that the people of God will be punished by a wicked nation like the Babylonian. But he resolved finally. Even when he cannot accept, he resolved to wait and watch for God answer. When he say in Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 1, I will stand at my watch and station myself on the ramparts. I will look to see what he will say to me and what answer I am to give to this complaint. You see here, he decided to wait, to stand, because when you stand you can see better. Stand and watch. I will look to see what he will say to me. We need to do the same when we are baffled with some situations that we cannot analyze, accept or realize. We need to wait and watch for God's answer. We need to wait and watch for God's action and explanation. In Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 2 and 3, God gave the following answer to Habakkuk. Then the Lord replied, write down the revelation and make it plain on tablets, so that a herald may run with it. For the revelation awaits an appointed time. It speaks of the end and will not prove false. Though it linger, wait for it. It will certainly come, and you will not delay. God told him to write the vision, the revelation, and make it plain upon tablets so that the people can read it. And he told him, wait for it, because it will surely come and it will not delay. Here, sometime when the Lord impressed you about certain things, you write it down so that people will know it, will read it, and will be a documentation. It will be a record. It will be a record for the people, and show that you are agreeing with God, and you are seeing what God is going to do, and you are agreeing, and you are standing with Him. That is here your responsibility. The watchman, and you are the watchman, need to be responsible, need to have faith in the Lord, because that is where the source and the strength of our living. In Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 4, the Lord said to Habakkuk, see, he is puffed up, his desires are not upright, but the righteous will live by his faith. The Babylonians are wicked. The people around you are wicked. But the righteous will live by his faith, by faith in the Lord. God was telling Habakkuk, if you have faith, you will wait for the fulfillment of the vision or the revelation. The watchman needs to have faith so he can wait to see the fulfillment of the vision that God gives. Faith especially is needed when wickedness and evil is so rampant, when chaos around you, you need to have faith. Faith is the basic need for the watchman to be able to see and stand firm and pass through what God had ordained to happen, not only in his life, but in the life of the people who are with him and around him. In the book of Habakkuk, the Lord further declares his judgment on the wicked among his people and on the nation that will invade them. The Lord, we can read verse 5, chapter 2, verse 5 to the end. The Lord says, indeed, wine betrays him. He is arrogant and never at rest, because he is as greedy as the grave, and like death is never satisfied. He gathers to himself all nations and take captive all the people. Will not all of them taunt him with ridicule and scorn, saying, woe to him who piles up stolen goods and makes himself wealthy by extortion? How long must this go on? Will not your debtor suddenly arise? Will they not wake up and make you tremble? Then you will become their victim, because you have plundered many nations. The people who are left will plunder you. Here God is pronouncing judgment on the Babylonians. For you have shed man's blood, you have destroyed lands and cities and everyone in them. Woe to him who builds his reign by unjust gain, to set his nest on high, to escape the clutches of ruin. You have plotted the ruin of many peoples, shaming your own house and forfeiting your life. The stones of the wall will cry out, and the beams of the woodwork will echo it. Woe to him who builds a city with bloodshed, and establishes a town by crime. Has not the Lord Almighty determined that the people labor is only a fuel for the fire, that the nations exhaust themselves for nothing? For the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters covers the sea. Hallelujah. Verse 15, woe to him who gives a drink to his neighbors, pouring it from the wineskin, till they are drunk, so that he can gaze on their naked bodies. You will be filled with shame instead of a glory. Now it is your turn. Drink and be exposed. The cup from the Lord's right hand is coming around to you, and His grace will cover your glory. The violence you have done to Lebanon will overwhelm you, and your destruction of animals will terrify you, for you have shed man's blood. You have destroyed lands and cities and everyone in them. Of what value is an idol, since a man has carved it, or an image that teaches lies? For he who makes it trusts in his own creation. He makes idols that cannot speak. Woe to him who says to wood, come to life, or to lifeless stone, wake up. Can it give guidance? It is covered with gold and silver. There is no breath in it, but the Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth be silent before him. Here God declared the judgment on the wicked, those who will invade Jerusalem, and he will punish them also. And the final word of the Lord, but the Lord is in his holy temple. It means I am in control. I know what I am doing, and my will prevail. You know, a beautiful things also we can read. We have read in verse 14, for the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord, as waters cover the sea. Even wickedness going on, wicked people, but I will rule and I will reign, and everyone will have knowledge about the Lord, and the Lord will rule from his holy temple. The Lord will continue to rule over his people. The Lord will continue to rule over every situation. Don't be baffled. You may be down because you are so discouraged about wickedness and evil, and you cannot understand, and we cannot accept. But here, as God revealed his word to us, and his judgment, and his coming judgment and justice, and he is assuring us that he is in full control, and his will prevail, that would give us satisfaction and make us see the vision more well, and make us calm in his presence. Habakkuk, once he saw the vision and God declared that to him, he became silent. And after that period of silence, Habakkuk went into prayer. And in chapter 3, we will read and we'll go through the prayer of Habakkuk. This was a prayer song. It was a prayer, and it was also a song. And after one get a vision of the Lord, it changed the way he prays, and he prayed to God. You know, when Habakkuk, before he received the vision clearly, he was a watchman, was not able to see. But before the Lord declares this vision to him and the details and what he's going to do, and as we have read in chapter 2, Habakkuk before was praying, how long, O Lord? But in chapter 3, we can read something else. Habakkuk was impatient to see that injustice is prevailed. Then, when God revealed to him what he's going to do in his judgment, then he really realized that God's justice will prevail, and he will do it. And he prayed to the Lord. Let's read what he pray, a prayer of Habakkuk the prophet on Shigeon North. It means it was used as a prayer, as a song with a music. Verse 2, Lord, I have heard of your fame. I stand in awe of your deeds, O Lord. I know what you're going to do, and I accept it. Renew them in our day. Do them again. I accept, Lord. I have so, and I accept them. Do it, Lord. Renew them in our day, in our time. Make them known. In wrath, remember mercy. Habakkuk, he come to know that he will be among the people of God. God will judge his people, he will punish them, and God will punish the nation that invade them, and Habakkuk will be in the midst. Therefore he prayed in wrath, remember mercy. Before he prayed in Habakkuk chapter 1 verse 2, he was crying, how long, O Lord? Now in verse 2, he say in wrath, remember mercy. Let's continue to read this prayer to the end of the chapter 3, verse 3. Now, God came from Teman, the Holy One from Mount Paran, Selah. His glory covered the heavens, and his praise filled the earth. So he is able to see now how God is moving, from where he came, from where he went. Verse 4, his splendor was like the sunrise. Rays flashed from his hand where his power was hidden. Plague went before him. Pestilence followed his steps. He stood and shook the earth. He looked and made the nations tremble. The ancient mountains crumbled and the age-old hills collapsed. His ways are eternal. See here, mountains crumble, his collapse, but Habakkuk says his ways are eternal. I agree, Lord. I am no more bewildering. I can see very clearly. Thank you, Lord. Verse 7, I saw the tents of Goshen in distress, the dwellings of Midian in anguish. Were you angry with the rivers, O Lord? Was your wrath against the streams? Did you rage against the sea when you rode with your horses and your victorious chariots? Verse 9, you uncovered your bow. You called for many arrows, Selah. You split the earth with rivers. The mountains saw you and writhed. Torrents of water swept by the deep roared and lifted its waves on high. Sun and moon stood still in the heavens at the glint of your flying arrows, at the lightning of your flashing spear. In wrath you strode through the earth, and in anger you threshed the nations. You see here, Habakkuk was able to see now all the calamities that going on around him and will happen. It's come from the Lord. Sometimes we ask, why wars, why killing, why this violence, why nation destroying other nation? God is at work. God is doing his will. The justice of God is prevailing. Verse 13, you came out to deliver your people, to save your anointed one. You crushed the leader of the land of wickedness. You stripped him from head to foot. You know, here he was speaking very clearly about the salvation of God. You came to deliver your people, to save your anointed one. Now he can see very clearly in Habakkuk chapter 1 verse 2, he say, how long, O Lord, must I call for help, but you do not listen, or cry out to you, have violence, but you do not save? He was not seeing the salvation of God. Sometimes events around us, trials, hardship is blinding our eyes from seeing that God is working and God delivering His people and saving His anointed ones. We need to cry out to God like Habakkuk. Pour out your complaint to Him so He will reveal to you, so you can be satisfied, accept the situation and willingly go through it. Verse 14, with His own spear you pierce His head when His warriors storm out to scatter us, gloating as though about to devour the rich who were in hiding. You trample the seas with your horses, churning the great waters. I heard and my heart pounded, my lips quivered at the sound. Decay crept into my bones and my legs trembled. Yet I will wait patiently for the day of calamity to come on the nation invading us. See here, the heavens is affecting the heart, the lips, the bones, the legs. The prophet was, under the direct effect of all these wrongdoings and the movement of God to judge, but he was able to see that he need to stand firm. Yet I will wait patiently for the day of calamity to come on the nation invading us. He was waiting for God's judgment to prevail, and he accepted the condition, and I believe he also start to rejoice, he realized that God's people are going to be judged and he will be among them. He accepted and Habakkuk, as he saw the vision of God clearly, all his questions and doubt were answered, and he surrendered his will to God when he ended his prayer and song in this way. We will read verse 17 and 19, the famous verses in the Bible. Usually we quote it and we read it, we sing it, we pray it, we rejoice in it, and I pray that you will rejoice also as Habakkuk rejoiced, because he surrendered his will to God. When he said, though the fig tree does not bud, and there are no grapes on the vines, though the olive crop fails, and the fields produce no food, though there are no sheep in the pen, and no cattle in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I'll be joyful in God, my Savior. The Sovereign Lord is my strength. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He enables me to go on heights. Finally, he rejoices. When the vision of the Lord revealed to him, and I pray that this message shall reveal the vision of God in your life, that you can see clearly that even you pass through suffering and hardship, but you will enjoy. You will rejoice with what God is doing around you and in your life. And you will rejoice. We rejoice because God is in control, but the Lord is in holy temple. Let all the earth be silent before Him. Yes, I know, Lord, that You are alive and You are in full control. If you are passing hard time, seeing the wickedness that the people are doing, especially the people of God, then you pray and you cry to God and you cry out to God, and He will let you see a vision that speaks clearly about the judgment of God and how He is going to deal with such things justly. Surrender your will to God and sing and pray to him that you will be spared the troubles and calamities and will be saved as God promised us in his word. You came out to deliver your people, to save your anointed one. You crushed the leader of the land of wickedness. You stripped him from head to foot. Lord, we thank you for your word. God, I pray you help your watchmen and your watchwomen who are struggling with all the wickedness around them. Make things clear to them and uphold them with your grace, so they will continue, Lord, to serve you and do your will and their part and their service and ministry unto you, Lord. I pray that this message will bring the fruit that you desire in the life of your church and your people. Oh God, you help everyone increase the faith as you promise. For the righteous shall live by faith. Increase the faith of your people, sustaining us, sustaining the church, sustaining those who are anointed to serve you. Crush the wicked. Spare us troubles. Raise us to be victorious with you. Bless us, Lord. Enlarge our territory, O God, let your hands be with us, and keep us, Lord, from harm, so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Jesus' name, Amen and Amen.